This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, we start off with a bang here. The Talk Radio the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here in all my regalia to actually step out of the way so that Michael can go through the charts for this past week, talk about the stories, the people. We'll get into some of the things that happened, some of the highlights of the Talkers Convention last week. And so with that introduction, Mr. Harrison, you can please take it away.
All right, here we go. What a week. At number 10, Tucker on Twitter. And Light. Is it pronounced Light? Is Chris Light?
Licht. Maybe it's Licht. Licht and Light.
A lot of that goes on in the corporate world. Licht exits CNN. But number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, the Biden family investigation. At number 6, LGBTQ activism. At number 5, the East blanketed by smoke. At number 4, transporting of migrants. At number 3, House GOP infighting. Number 2, Trump indicted. And number 1, the 2024 presidential race, which is off and running. The People Survey, Chris Licht, Light, the guy from CNN.
Where the guy is? Who's not? He did such a marvelous job of cutting the audience in half in the year that he was there. So the reward is, you're fired. It's like Trump on The Apprentice. You're fired.
Yeah, which goes to show that the pressure goes all the way up to the top. You know, that,
well, of course.
That, you know, a lot of people don't realize that. At number 9, Tucker Carlson. At number 8, Hunter Biden. At number 7, Gavin Newsom. At number 6, Ron DeSantis. At number 5, Kevin McCarthy. At number 4, RFK Jr. Mike Pence and Chris Christie occupy number 3. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
All right, so we have, as would be expected, it'll always be near the top of our list every week, which, by the way, you can find at I was going to say Trump.com, where that came from, I don't know, at Talkers.com. Certainly that won't be confused with Trump.com or GoodDayShow.com. So the presidential race and all the accoutrements to it, I thought it was interesting this week as we try to separate the chaff from the wheat, and what's the difference between DeSantis and Trump, or Pence and DeSantis, or Nikki Haley, or whoever's running. So DeSantis says, as he rails against socialism, this week he declared a Victims of Communism Day in Florida, so that citizens could learn about the dangers posed by socialism around the world and warning about this happening here at home. He says that he has done the trick. He's purged favorable references to socialism from textbooks in Florida, and he is he's talking about some of the Florida colleges and colleges elsewhere, Michael, as socialism factories. What is this going on? You know, you'd think that he would sympathize with the migrants coming from socialist countries like Venezuela and Cuba, but instead he's been hostile to immigration. And I don't know, is there a...
That's an interesting twist, yeah. He's hostile against communism, socialism, and hostile against people fleeing it.
Yeah.
Why would these people be fleeing it to come here if we had it?
Yes. Or if they understood that we had it. I think he's tricky. He reminds me of Tricky. You remember when Nixon was president, we used to call him Tricky Dick? Some people did. Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
I think that Tricky Ron, I don't know, we come up with something that's more clever than Tricky Ron.
How about Ron DeSantis?
Hey! Somebody already did that, didn't they? I think it's good, though. Yeah, hold on to that.
It's amazing it works.
He's sanctimonious.
So you think that Ron is sort of a tricky dicky type of guy or a slick willy?
Yeah.
Remember Slick Willy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the symbol. And at least we're bipartisan in our use of these old terms. Tricky Dick, Slick Willy.
Yep. And so, under the circumstances, what do we have? What sort of person emerges as a future candidate and or future president? What are we looking for? I said this last week at the convention. I had watched that. If somebody was talking to me, I'd be interviewed by somebody. I don't remember who it was. But we were talking about the Trump visit with Sean on the, what was it, the night before the convention. Matter of fact, when I got to the hotel, that's what I was watching. The town meeting that Trump had with Sean in Iowa someplace. And as I sat there, you know, I've certainly been critical. I probably still wouldn't vote for Trump. But as I'm listening to him, I'm thinking, you know, I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. This guy is making sense. And he's such a clown. I wish that he, you know, you can't, I guess, get the best of everything. But most of the things that he stands for, with the exception of, the big exception for me was the corruption in the Ag Department and his horrible, the Secretary of Agriculture. But generally speaking, at least in terms of saying, maybe doesn't reflect in deeds, but Trump had a lot of things that were appealing to me. And I don't know, is that how it works? Would I vote for him? I can't imagine in this world. I'm more interested in number four this week on the people list. Here's something. This is like a rocket ship, right? The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. phenom. What do you think of that?
Is it a phenom?
I think it is. Yeah. I think he's come from nowhere. Nobody knew who this guy was. They know he's Kennedy's, the Robert Kennedy's son. They don't know he's 69 years old. They don't know he's married to an actress. He lives in Los Angeles. And he's an anti-vaxxer. And, you know, a lot of other things that are not typically considered at the forefront of Democratic politics. And he already has it's either a 24% or 27. There was a U.S. vote poll taken last weekend of Democratic voters, and 1,599 people were in the poll, and I don't have it in front of me. It was like 24% or 27% of the potential Democratic pool likes this guy already. What does that tell you about Biden and what the Democratic Party is trying to shove down their members' throats?
Well, I mean, you're saying that RFK Jr. and Donald Trump are saying things with which you agree.
Yep. What about you?
That's what you just said. Hey, I think it's very easy to say what people want to hear.
Okay, what about the track record? We know what Trump did. He did some good things.
And I think that there's more to it than just what you say. It's what you do, how you act, what you stand for, and what impact you have on a society and its institutions.
I think that's what you think, and I think that's the appropriate way to look at it. I'm not sure the American electorate is that precise in their thinking.
Some do and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the media and journalism seeks that information, and other aspects of journalism and the media seeks to tell people what they want to hear as well. But the key to really voting intelligently is to understand there's a difference between what people say and what they do, and understand the word pandering.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of pandering going on.
Yeah, always is.
And that's all I can say.
Say what people want to hear. All right, number nine this week on the story list is our relationship with China, as China now seems to be moving into Cuba, nearing a deal that would allow them to establish a surveillance base on Cuba. Won't that be handy for our friends? These are our friends. We made them what they are. And now look at what they are. They're eavesdropping. They want to know what's going on. They want to take over the world, and they can get the perfect foil in Cuba, because that's the one mistake, one of the mistakes Trump made was reversing the Obama policy and previous policies of having a relationship with Cuba. So and I don't know whether Trump will take credit or be given, the Democrats are smart enough to say, look, Trump, look what he did. He took us out of Cuba, and now the Chinese are moving into that vacuum.
Well, that's the whole premise for sticking our nose in other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a very big populist movement, and I think RFK Jr. is behind that we should stay out of other people's business. Mm-hmm. That we should go back to the original George Washington-inspired idea of no foreign entanglements.
Yeah.
And stop investing in war. And stop giving war, you know, machinery to our allies and engage in what's called proxy wars. The Vietnamese mm-hmm. war, proxy war. Korea, proxy war. Ukraine, proxy war. It's really, you know, Russia versus the U.S.
Yep, behind the scenes.
We get into a situation with Taiwan, Russia versus China versus the U.S. But if we don't, here's the other side of the coin, and you just described it. If we don't do that, then we let these countries come in and take over and have influence and affect yep. world markets and affect ultimately our security, because the world is a small place. It's not that big anymore. So what do you do? Do you stick your nose in everybody's business, or do you just run your own country and the hell with the rest of the world?
I'm going to stick my nose into people's health at the moment and talk about safe, very safe weight loss. This is a product that has no drugs, no stimulants. Product is Calitrin, number one choice here in America for healthy weight loss. Some of our politicians could. There was a shot. The guy from CNN is in the list this week because he took a shot at Chris Christie. Maybe somebody should point out to Chris Christie, this is the safe way to lose weight, or maybe it's none of our business. But if you've made it your business to take care of you and members of your family, may I invite you to go to toploss.com, which is the headquarters for Calitrin, the number one way, not only in America, but around the world now, to have safe, natural weight loss. And the kicker here is you can keep the weight off. That's what the beauty is of this. Get on the program, Calitrin, all kinds of special sales right now, 4 months for $279, 83 months. Well, you look at the list at toploss.com and make up your mind. Use Doug when you check out and you have free shipping. That's Calitrin, lose weight the healthy way.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here going through, not necessarily in order, of the items that are in the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number six, the activism focus for people who are different. And I was about to say people who are different than us, but that's an assumption and maybe sounds a little arrogant because the world, it seems, is it, I guess my question here, Michael, for you in terms of observation, is it that there are more lesbians, gay people, bisexual people, and whatever other...
Trans and queer.
Yeah. So are there more of them? Or are we just paying more attention? Like, I would never have thought there would be a story wrapped around this country singer, Brooke Eden, who was told, she said she did an interview with regard to some of these things. She's very active in the lesbian community. She's married to a woman that she met in 2015, but she waited 5 years to go public with their love because she was told by people in the country music world, if you go public with that, it will ruin your career. People who like country music don't like gay women, don't like gay men. It's not America. It's not patriotic to be gay. So she didn't. And then she said, you know what, I'm sick of this. I love this woman. We're going to come out. So she came out and didn't affect her career at all. But maybe it would have in 2015. It doesn't do it now. If anything, it enhances it. Yeah, do you think?
Well, I don't know. You've asked a few questions. You've asked, are there more gay people today than there used to be? Or,
I did.
Or are we talking about it more? Or, yeah. or what? Well, what do you think? Do you think there are more gay people? Lesbians, bis, trans, Qs, all of these things that you refer to as them? Are there more of them now? Or are we just are we collectively creating an environment in which they feel safer acknowledging their ways?
Yes and no. I would say that there is, in terms of percentages, there have always been gay people, and there have always been people who have been uncomfortable around gay people. So until the modern era, gay people have not been encouraged to be out there with their with their feelings. When it comes to some of the nitty-gritty things that I do think are new, like talking to 13-year-olds about sex change, and maybe, are you sure you're a boy? Do you want to be a girl? That kind of stuff. I think that's new. I think it's rude. I think it's crude. I think it's uncouth. I think it's unnecessary. As a matter of fact, I think it's immoral. But the other things that are part of this quote-unquote movement, I think are quite legitimate. But that stuff, no. I don't. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that which you refer to as us, the heterosexual world, yeah. I find that in your face is offensive.
Uh-huh.
A hyper heterosexuality in your face. People mm-hmm. having sex on the street, you know.
Yeah. Right.
The way people handle themselves. That's, you know, should LGBTQ people do more of what heterosexuals even find offensive among themselves is the question. In other words, how do we deal with sex and gender?
In America,
we obviously have problems. We have problems with it. We humans.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
screwed up. We're neurotic. You know, we're neurotic.
Speak for yourself. You think I'm neurotic? I don't think I'm.
God, you bring it to new heights.
Aha! That's why we're such good friends. I got it.
I think, if you look around, we live in a sea of neurosis.
We sure do. Yep. All right, speaking of that, we'll talk more about Donald Trump when we come back. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clear skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. Charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. The indictment remains unsealed. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Radio Countdown music. We get back into the second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael from Talkers Magazine. The fireside chats that you had last Friday at the convention down at Hofstra University, your alma mater. And you told me something I didn't know. I've known you for 30 plus years. I did not know you grew up down the street from Hofstra. I knew you were a New Yorker, but for some reason I thought of you as a Brooklynite. I don't know why.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, but I wound up moving to Long Island. And when I say I grew up down the street was 7 miles away, 8 miles
away. Yeah, okay. Close enough.
I lived next door. But it's that whole Hempstead Turnpike, mid-island, Long Island thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice area, actually.
I thought it was quite a nice area.
It has its pluses and its minuses. And when you go back to a place that you grew up in 100 years earlier, there's always a shock value, you know.
Not for me. I'm still where I grew up.
Okay.
There's no shocks here.
I hope people move around.
It's unusual for people to stay where they grew up.
What happened, you know, I lived my childhood years from 6 years old to 12 years old or 13 years old in a town called Farmingdale. And then I lived my teen years in Freeport, both on Long Island. So you go back to those are formative years. And then I haven't lived on Long Island forever. I mean, I've lived in L.A. I've lived in San Diego. I have a place that I've lived in South Florida. I've gone back to New York and lived there. And, of course, I live in Massachusetts. So I have a whole different view. So you go back to the strip that you used to drive. You know, the area that you grew up in those formative years, and you see the differences, and occasionally you see something in the middle of the new architecture that was there when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
plays differently sometimes.
Well, it's mystical. It's mystical going back to an old neighborhood you haven't been in a long time and going there at a different stage in your life. You're older, you're different, and you see the same sidewalks you played on as a kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. Unless you've gone away and lived other places and not gone back in a while, it's very hard to explain that. I see people listening all around the country are nodding at me. They've had that same experience. I can see my listeners. But that's what happens when I go back there. Now, that place that we have the pizza party on Friday night after the thing, I invite a bunch of my closest friends. You know, there's nothing political about it, just my buddies. And we go to this particular pizza Italian restaurant joint. That place is owned by the same family since the 50s.
You were a kid.
How many places can you go that are exactly the same as they were when you were a kid?
No. And the pizza is good. We were talking off the air about the pizza. I'm not usually a pizza eater. I love it, but it doesn't agree with me. And yet the pizza that I had more slices than I probably should have last Friday, and it settled fine. It took, you know, I thought on the way home I would not be comfortable, but I was fine.
Yeah.
Good pizza.
A big plug. Nobody's getting paid. There's no trade. There's no nothing. They have no idea who we are. I take out 25, you know, a room for 25 people, and we pay full price, so this is not a commercial. But that Borelli's pizza on Long Island is better than any I've ever had.
Yeah.
And there's the old, I grew up with certain pizza syndrome. You know, people think the pizza they grew up with is the best. Whatever you grew up with is the best. But this is actually the best. And Long Island has fabulous Italian restaurants, fabulous Chinese restaurants, and fabulous diners. And all around the country, people who did not grow up in New York, Long Island, or New Jersey, any place called a diner is usually just a glorified
Connecticut
diner.
Has good diners, too.
Yeah. As you get closer to New York.
Yeah, it's all close. You're right.
Most diners.
From Milford on down.
Yeah. Most diners are just fancy luncheonettes.
Yeah, no, these are real diners. Shiny. That's actually a good one in Wallingford, too, if you get down there. All right, let's get back to our countdown. Actually, I want to go back. Well, I want to go back to the convention because you did a couple of fireside chats.
Ah, yes.
That I would like you to talk about. I know that the video will be available on talkers.com, but I think it would be instructive for the audience to hear because the people you talk to are so much a part of conventional talk radio and talk TV.
Well, the fireside chat is a term that goes back to Franklin Roosevelt's radio fireside chats. It's a figurative term. There's no fire and there's no fireside. As a matter of fact, it's the heat of the summer. But that being said, a fireside chat is a one-on-one conversation at a convention, and the name of it gives sort of the idea that it's really no nonsense and intimate and candid, which hopefully these were. I did two such fireside chats. I did one with Christopher Ruddy, who is the CEO and founder founder of Newsmax, and he's sort of the man of the hour in terms of the cable TV wars, the cable news talk TV wars. And the other fellow that I did a fireside chat with, might be of less interest to the people listening to this broadcast, is a CEO of Connoisseur Media, a major company. His name is Jeff Warshaw. And we talked shop. Yeah, we talked shop. The reason we put him in there is because his name keeps coming up as somebody who might be
Network.
he might be one of the people that buys one of the major companies down the road. Yeah. So we always like to get him before anybody else. Chris Ruddy and I talked about the nuts and bolts of what's going on in cable news talk television.
Well, you've known him for years. You had dinner with him and Trump once a year or two or three ago. I forget
I've
when it was.
I had a number of dinners with him and Trump. But I know Chris Ruddy all the way back to when he was just a reporter starting out his own little business called Newsmax, which was at that time a conservative website. Mm-hmm. And he's done an incredible job of building it into a major force. I think Ted Turner started CNN in 1980.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He started Newsmax in the 1990s, and look at it today.
So what do you now? Let's fast forward or go back a little bit. One of the things on the list this week, both the people list and the story list, is this fellow Licht or Light, whatever his name is, the fellow who ran for the past year CNN and oversaw its demise. Now he has the network has half as many viewers as it did a year ago when he took the job, and so they fired him, as well they should have. But you look at the prominence in the 80s when Ted Turner started CNN, what the idea was, it was the first of its kind. And then you think, okay, will Newsmax suffer, or any of these outfits now, suffer the same fate as the audience changes?
They certainly are in danger of suffering the same fate, and that's why positioning and strategy, it's like being a football coach, mm-hmm. Or a basketball coach. These are very important things to deal with when running a television news talk network, because you're caught between being serious, objective, credible journalists versus the daily dance of affirmation, targeting an audience and telling them exactly what they want to hear.
Yep.
And this is a difficult dance. It's a difficult dance. And obviously what happened with CNN, it didn't tell enough people what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the dance going on right now on the right between Fox and Newsmax. Now,
look out for News Nation. I think you're going to see things. People are getting wise to all of the pejorative stuff. It's like, okay, there's an audience for people who want to hear what the Fox folks say. There's an audience for what the people, is being said on MSNBC. Yep, there's an audience for this show. There also is an audience for straightforward news reporting, which was the standard before, and we've gotten off of that standard.
But if we only judge these news networks by how many people are watching, and this is what scares me. You know, Chris Liked or Licht was fired because the audience is half the size. What if the audience is more intelligent? What if the audience is that group of people that you're saying wants journalism? I'm not saying it is.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, when everything is judged by how many people are clicking and how many people are watching, well, what does that have to do with truth?
It has to do with money.
Well do you realize the terrible predicament that we're in?
Yeah.
If the only standard for journalism is clicks, then any crap could pass as successful journalism.
Well, listen to it with the radio. There's a lot of crap on the radio that gets listeners, and therefore an audience is something that can be sold to advertisers, and that's how all these people get paid.
But you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have both distinguished journalism and necessarily a large audience. When you're keep your eye on News Nation. Are you saying that there are more people interested in the kind of journalism they're attempting to do than people wanting to hear what Tucker Carlson says?
I'm saying that's where my heart is. And I think there are other people with me. Like, my heart may be with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he says, I don't know, is he really the real machine? Is he the real McGilla? I don't know. We'll find out.
But what do we do about the fact that box office is the only determining factor of quality in today's society. It's not.
Well, it isn't because the Oscars. Movies. Yeah, but yeah, the Oscars don't follow that. But you'd like to think they would. Maybe there's a little better blend. Should Mission Impossible, or let's go back to Top Gun, should that have won the Academy Award for the Best Picture? In terms of sales, it was a runaway. So why didn't that win Best Picture? Somebody in the inside circle didn't think it was the Best Picture. So, you know, that whole business of the Oscars becomes irrelevant.
Yeah, it's politics. That's, you know, industrial politics.
I don't want to go. We only have a minute or so here. sorry. It turns out a number. Well, it was originally before we redid the charts. The whole business of the PGA and the Saudis was on the list, and it turns out Phil Mickelson was right all along about the PGA Tour. Do you believe these guys have sold out to the Saudis? The Saudis who buy money, buy it up. We want everything that has anything to do with money. I find it hard to. I'm not a golfer or a fan, but I just look at that, those damn arrogant Saudis. And what they do.
Do you believe that Trump's son-in-law sold out to the Saudis? You know, come on.
Sure, I do. I believe that. Just like I believe Hunter Biden sold out to the Chinese. You know. Huh? Yeah, okay.
Welcome to human nature and to the problems we have dealing with ourselves.
Time for you to discover what you love. 100% guaranteed everyday perfection. If you're looking for something that's good for dinner for Dad for Father's Day, get their extra-aged, juicy, and tender steaks. They're bigger and better burgers, the feast of other favorites, which you can have right now by using the code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG. You can save a lot of money on Dad's favorite grill pack, $99.99. That's the deal, including 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. OmahaSteaks.com for Father's Day. Use the code 30DUG for that $99.99 deal.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Elizabeth Biller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product. And I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss because it helps with sleep and it's also great for joint pain too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Interesting movies, maybe that's not the right adjective, but it is a great product of Hollywood, and we all loved all. I liked all three of them. Did you like
me
all
too.
Three of them?
Yeah. I did. I think it's a great trilogy. I think along with the original Star Wars movies, Back to the Future was a great trilogy,
Yep, good deal.
And if you play that, because Michael J. Fox turned 62 years old today. Back to the Future, regarded by most people as one of the better genre films of all time. A great movie from 85. And Michael J. Fox has a documentary on Apple TV I watched. It was very good, if you like
him. About him dealing with his Parkinson's. Yeah, it's gotten very strong reviews. You never know how long somebody with that, he's had it for so long.
But he's got a great personality, and he's got a sense of humor about everything, including that, which is why he's an enjoyable person to listen to. He has a lot of good insight about a lot of different things. So it is a very good doc if people have Apple TV and want something to watch. It's good.
Yep. Robert De Niro has gotten the key to New York City, and he has his own festival now, De Niro Con. His birthday is right around the corner. He owns a production company called Tribeca Films.
Yes. Yes.
And he owns a restaurant, I think, called the Tribeca Grill.
Uh-huh.
Right, if I'm not mistaken.
I have not eaten there, but yeah, that is accurate.
He's 80 years old, and he's still at it. What do you think of this new Bob De Niro? I say Bob De Niro like he was my friend.
Yes.
The new, what was it called, The Godfather or something? What is that? Not Godfather. The Father? What's that movie that's
Yeah, it was a comedy. He did it opened last It opened Memorial Day weekend. I'm trying to recall the title. He did it with a stand-up comedy in his first forte into feature films. It got middling reviews. It didn't do very well, but I have a feeling it'll garner a second life in when it hits streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Niro's done so much in terms of his more serious career. Obviously, I think his work in the Godfather 2, Taxi Driver, that's some of his all-time great work. But you'll Meet the Parents,
yeah.
He's done comedy extremely well.
Yeah,
he's done some clunkers. If you've been around that long, you're going to do some clunkers.
Of course you are.
And obviously,
yeah,
Everybody needs to pay the bills. So, you know, you
yeah.
can take the paycheck for some shoddy work. But overall, he's obviously one of the best talents of all time.
I'm looking at the people who are on the guest list for his birthday party. Let's see here. Martin Scorsese, Matt Damon, Mark Ruffalo, Brendan Fraser. Let's see here. Deborah Messing. I find that interesting. By the way, Deborah Messing has been quoted as when she talks about how the former NBC president wanted to get a boob operation for
yeah.
Will and Grace. She she didn't have big breasts, and he said, if you want to get this part, you better have an operation.
Well, that certainly wouldn't fly now. your job security on his part would be in big trouble.
She said she thought she ought to put chicken cutlets in her bra to make them bigger. I thought that was interesting.
I like her.
Anyway.
She's very good.
Yeah, I
got two things I want to touch on. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, reportedly tracking at around a $60 million opening weekend when it hits theaters June 30th. That would leave it about $40 million shy of the last installment, Crystal Skull. Now, that has nothing to do with the quality of the film, but it does. That would be considered a fairly softer opening than Paramount Disney, who owns the property now, would want. I'm assuming they're going to put some serious money in the next few weeks to get
promo it.
Yeah. The question is, here's the deal, Doug. Those type of franchises obviously have to discover new generations because they've been out. Raiders came out in 1982. So
yep.
Will people who are in their teens and early 20s go see this film in a movie theater? Those are the people they got to try to get.
If they're smart, they will, because it's a great storyline. Great storyline. Great. That's the whole thing.
Here's another one. Vin Diesel on his social media account says April 25th, 2025, Fast X Part 2 will hit theaters. So it appears Universal Studios is still gung-ho on producing movies in this franchise. Dwayne Johnson, it was announced, Doug, will do another spin-off film within the confines of this franchise to be released in the next few years.
Is he doing it with Stratham? Is he going to?
I'm not sure. They did not announce that. I would not be surprised if somehow they get Jason Momoa, who plays the villain in this installment, to team up with him and keep the material somewhat fresh. If I had a guess, I think that might happen.
Well, you're not necessarily a guessing fellow. You deal in facts, Chucker. That's what I like about having you here.
Have a great
Chuck Curry, back on Monday with Box Office Totals here on Good Day in this very same time slot. 59 past the hour, speaking of time, on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.